Join the Wide Whale team May 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern for part one of our three-part virtual event series, Voice of the Resident, where we will look at the tour and move-in life cycle stages. We've built a data set of 400,000 Google reviews from residents of hundreds of top multifamily groups, including the NMHC Top 50. Using AI and topic sentiment analysis, get a unique perspective on resident preferences. Go to widewhale.com/data to sign up or find it on the Revise community. That's widewhale.com/data.
Welcome to another episode of Multifamily Collective. Today, I wanted to talk about the idea, actually the fact that has presented itself over the last, let's say it's 36 months plus or minus. Maybe it's 48. Maybe it's longer than that. It's definitely this latest or last business cycle. And the thing I want to communicate today is that I think that there is and was a lot of activity that took place that put people in positions to create businesses that they weren't ready for. I think there's an old saying that goes along the lines of like unbruised or untested prosperity is weak. And that's not an indictment of any one person or any one company necessarily. It really is probably more an indictment of a system, you know, where you're blowing huge amounts of cash into an economy and you create circumstances, you create environments where people who don't necessarily know what they're doing just put out a shingle, create a business, and they just go for it. That's something that's beautiful about America. It's beautiful about America that could do such a thing. In the same respect, there were a lot of people in this latest real estate cycle that set themselves up in a business under the premise that this not only this easy access to money, but accelerating rent growth, expenses that might be different than a normal operating business would endure. But you created this scenario where people got into business that just didn't know what they were doing. They were untested. They were unbruised. They don't have the chops, so to speak, to operate a business in this new environment where interest rates have risen, insurance costs certainly out of hand. You've probably run the risk of the value of your communities coming up, but now coming down. And so the value of your real estate today in the marketplace, germane to the debt that you might have in place, the equity commitments that you have in place, you can't do it.
This episode is brought to you by Wide Whale, the reputation partner for BH, Avenue 5, Trilogy, and more. Join Wide Whale on May 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern for event number one in our three-part virtual event series, Voice of the Resident. We will be looking at in-depth topic and sentiment analysis from 400,000 Google reviews from residents of the largest multifamily groups, including the NMHC Top 50. Throughout the series, we will report on resident preferences and trends found in reviews by life cycle stage, retention, residency, and for our first event, tour and move-in. You'll leave with insights to optimize your operations, creating better resident experiences and driving better reviews. Put your dollars to work in the right places. Hear it directly from the source, the words of 400,000 residents. Go to widewhale.com/data to sign up or find it on the Revise community in virtual events. Attend live or watch on demand. That's widewhale.com/data.
And you've done that because you've had access to free cash, basically free cash. But now that cash and that debt and that equity is expensive as it relates to the underlying asset. And so now you're being forced into a situation where you have to operate something and you have no framework for that. You have no reference for that. Many young people in this industry have either watched somebody do it and they saw all the glim and the glamour, or they read about it in textbooks. You read about this great wealth creation called real estate, but you've never been a practitioner of it. You've never understood what it means to operate in an environment like this one, where every line item is subject to rearrangement or consolidation or some level of consideration where you have to make expenses less than they were the year prior or many years prior, just so you can get the asset to operate correctly. So the big punchline to this message is untested or unbruised prosperity is really a position of weakness. And it's going to be interesting over the next 18 to 24 months to see the shakeout, see what happens. Now, I don't think this is going to be the carnage of 07, 08. I just don't. There's too much money in the system. The regulations as it relates to what happened on the heels of 07, 08 is much stronger this time around. You're probably going to have banks that are willing to borrow a phrase from Wall Street to kick the can down the road to figure out how to work with, especially good operators. People have been in the business for a long time. They're going to figure out how to reorganize those loans. They're going to work with a borrower that has the capacity and the ability to go out and rework an equity scenario so they can continue to hold on to the property longer term until you get in a better interest rate environment or insurance expenses start to pull back a little bit, if that is even possible at this point. But just know, if you're in a circumstance where you've been untested, there are people out there in this industry that have helped others navigate their way through this sort of thing. So if you need a recommendation, you need somebody to give you some ideas or advice, or just you need a shoulder to cry on, here I am. I can tell you. I've been through three business cycles, and I'm time tested. So I can at least give you a piece of my mind as it relates to any question that you might have. So all that being said, take care. We'll talk to you again soon.